Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday! Yes! Oh my goodness, it is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations, self high fives all the way around. So much that we are dealing with. Obviously, a peace. A peace right now in the Middle East, right? I mean, you are seeing Israel pull out of chunks of Gaza. It's what was required in the Trump peace plan. We're still waiting, of course, for Hamas to actually return the hostages. What does Hamas get in exchange? Well, they get another opportunity to live in peace. Of course, Hamas has never really been interested in that. They'll have approximately 2,000 prisoners returned to them. These are not folks who have been imprisoned in Israel because they had a parking ticket. These are stone-cold killers, rapists, robbers, worst of the worst. But that's who they want. And they're going to get them. This is how devoted Israel is to having peace. We'll see where that goes. I know we've got some snippets from last night's debate. I want to take a listen to some of them. I thought that there were a couple that were really, really, really quite good. Quite good. Abigail Spanberger does not really answer much. If you listened last night, you would have heard her not answering questions. Remember what the rules were. Charles Pyle last night on our special pre-debate program laid out the rules. Everybody agreed to these rules. There would be no direct questioning. You weren't supposed to ask questions of your opponent. Winsome Sears broke that. You're right. About what? 5 seconds into it? Okay. Now, you do have to give Abigail Spanberger credit. She didn't actually ask anything of Winsome Sears. But then again, she didn't even acknowledge that Winsome Sears was on the stage. She wouldn't even look at the woman. I always like to juxtapose things because I think you learn a lot that way. So think for a second if it had been a male candidate instead of a female candidate. Let's say that Glenn Youngkin were on the stage and he was debating a woman and he didn't look at the woman, never acknowledged her. You know what would be said? What a misogynist. What if it were a black woman? A racist and a misogynist. Interesting. And yet, Abigail Spamberger does not even acknowledge Winsome Sears. And apparently everything is okay. Just ask the legacy news media folks who think it's just dandy. Nothing here. Move along. Move along. What about that J. Jones matter? Ma'am, are you really okay endorsing, fully supporting, campaigning for, campaigning with this moral reprobate who fantasizes about putting two bullets into the head of a coworker? Four separate occasions, Abigail Spamberger wouldn't answer. Did you notice the difficulty that Spamberger has? She has a real difficult time saying yes or no. There are certain yes or no questions that exist in the world. They are called closed-ended questions. And they require simply a yes or a no, an affirmative or a negative. Yay or a nay. I don't care, but it's yes or no. She can't do that. She won't. Well, maybe she can do it, but she won't do it. Same thing with this transgender thing. Are you really cool with naked guys? And in the case of, what's his name? Richard Cox up there, a convicted sex offender hanging out in the girls' locker room in the schools. And now we're hearing that he had an interaction with one of the members of the school board, apparently swapping emails. It's crazy. Really, Abby? Are you okay with that dude hanging out in a locker room naked or in a shower naked or in the bathroom naked with your daughters? Are you that ice cold? Apparently so. Apparently so. All right, let me start with the J. Jones stuff. Let's do that. Let us start with Abigail Spamberger, her first effort to dodge the J. Jones matter, Germ.
The comments that J. Jones made are absolutely abhorrent. I denounce them when I learned of them, and I will denounce them every opportunity I get. As a mother, as a public servant, as a candidate for governor, I denounce them. And it is important that candidates always denounce violence on no matter which side of the aisle. Violence, violent rhetoric, we should always be focused and forceful in our denouncement
of it. The question is, are you going to tell him
to get Earl Sears? My opponent, unfortunately, only denounces violence when her side is the target.
Don't lie like that, Abigail.
Into the future, she will endeavor to denounce violent rhetoric and violence no matter who the victim. And tonight, Lieutenant Governor Earl Sears, I will say, you routinely refer to me as your enemy.
Ms. Earl Sears, just please give her a
chance to respond. You routinely refer to me as your enemy. I'm not your enemy. You are not my enemy. We are political opponents, and tonight voters are here to listen to the policy differences that we have. So as we move forward, we must continue to set a good example for all of our children.
Ice flipping cold, right? There's no humanity in that woman, is there? Honest to goodness, there's nothing there. It's like an empty shell. Cold, dead heart. God, that's difficult to listen to. That's not the first time. It's not the only time. I mean, it is the first time. It's not the only time she dodges the J. Jones matter. I think a total of four times. We only pulled two because, I mean, what the heck? It's just a variation on a theme. How about that second dodge, please?
In fact, it appears that it was those who released the text messages and held them for years. So the public was unaware who had knowledge of these text messages for many
hours. What did you do about
it? I learned of these text messages the day that they came out, and I denounced them as soon as I learned of them.
She denounces murder.
And importantly, at this point, as we move forward, the voters now have this information that was withheld for them.
You're running to
presumably
be
for Ms. political Sears, reasons, but the voters now have the information, and it is up to voters to make an individual choice based on this information.
Ms. Member, I understand what you're saying about the voters, but for you yourself, do you still continue to endorse J. Jones? 15 seconds, yes or no?
I We are all running our individual races. I believe my opponent has said that about her lieutenant governor nominee.
Ms. Earl Sayers.
And it's up to every person to make their own decision. I am running my race to serve Virginia, and that is what I intend to do.
Thank you, Ms. Spanberger. We just want to clarify, you know, what you're saying is that as of now, you still endorse Jay Jones as Attorney General.
I'm saying as of now, it's up to every voter to make their own individual decision. I am running for governor. I am accountable for the words that I say, for the acts that I take, for the policies that I have put out.
Thank you.
I am responsible for the policies I put out and the work I will endeavor to do tirelessly for the people of Virginia.
Thank you, Ms. Spanberger.
Hey, you got to give some credit to Deanna Albritton from Channel 8. I thought you did a nice job last night. I really did. That Todd guy from, I guess it's a Norfolk station, I thought he was okay. I thought he had, he piped in a little bit too much, trying to pretend that he was one of these network guys on one of the national debates. You could kind of get that sense, right, that that's what he thought he was doing. And so he hopped in way too much. But I thought Deanna Albritton, man, she did a great job asking some very direct, very pointed questions. And you heard it there. And once again, Abigail Spanberger doesn't answer. Just doesn't answer. Well, I am still in favor of tuna melts. I think it's a fine sandwich. All right. Do you eat them on a daily basis? I think they're a great sandwich. It's a yes or no question. Well, they are delicious and nutritious and malicious and yeah, whatever. No answers. No answers. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We got some lovely, lovely, lovely weather for tomorrow. If you like mostly sunny, right around 70 degrees, low humidity, yeah, I'll take that. Sunday, boy, this is a challenge. I'm seeing a couple of things that say it's going to be mostly sunny and a couple of things saying it looks like it's going to be a washout weather-wise. So I promise I'll try and track that down and get some details. But overall, for the next week or so, it looks like pretty comfy temps and really low humidity. So that is it's just a nice thing, I think. You'll be able to enjoy that a little bit. We've got Stan Drewski coming on at 4:35, my brother from another mother, Stan Andrewski, who during the week you will find over at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. And every Saturday morning, 8 a.m., you will find Stan in the Garage, hosting the best weekend radio show anywhere, In the Garage with Stan Andrewski, right here on this little radio station of ours, News Radio WRVA. All right, we heard a couple of clips there from Abigail Spanberger. I think we should hear a couple of clips from Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears. Let us start the first one, please, Jeremy.
Well, I think as everybody knows, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian before I'm a Republican, and I'm required to forgive people. And it's hard sometimes when somebody has abused you, etc., but it's something you must do, because not to forgive is almost like, as someone said, you drink poison thinking that it's going to affect the other person. And I want to live a decent life, and I don't want to not have peace in my life. And so I, as I've said before, I would not say that. So that's why I'm wondering why my opponent won't say beyond its abhorrent and disgusting, why she won't say it is not okay and that he must leave the race because Jay Jones advocated the murder, Abigail, the murder of a man, a former speaker, as well as his children who were 2 years, 2 and 5 years old. You have little girls. What would it take him pulling the trigger? Is that what would do it? And then you would say he needs to get out of the race? Abigail, you have nothing to say? Abigail, what if he said it about your three children? Is that when you would say he should get out of the race, Abigail? You're running to be governor,
Miss Earl Sears.
Wow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Wow. That's powerful stuff. And once again, Abigail Spanberger is silent. Just cold, cold, icy. It really, telling you, strikes me like she's just devoid of emotion or human characteristics. It's weird. How about the second piece from Lieutenant Governor Sears?
Ms. Earl Sears, a follow-up question now. You said in supporting that bathroom legislation that this is, quote, a safety issue. Are transgender students a safety threat? Yes or no, and why? You have 30 seconds.
I'm sorry, how did you ask that?
Are transgender students a safety threat? Yes or no, and why? You have 30 seconds.
So we know that biological men are larger in strength than women. We understand this. This is biology. If you look at football teams, you can see the difference between males and females. This is not hard. And that's why I'm asking my opponent, if your little girl comes home and said she was forced to undress in a locker room with a biological boy, what would you say? She's crying. What would you say?
Yeah, what would you say? I'd like to know. I still haven't heard an answer. Have you? It's 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I'm a little chilly. How are you?
So I hear. You should be ashamed. You are from up north.
I know.
You should be ashamed of yourself right now. Listen to yourself.
I know. It is.
What in the...
I'll tell you what, I would hang my head in shame if I didn't have a scarf wrapped around it right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's been weird, hadn't it? Been up and down. It was like summertime on Monday, and last night it started cooling off yesterday afternoon, and it is beautiful weather, though. We're lucky, and the low humidity does make it nice, but, you know, good news is we don't have to really worry about the weather except for some car care. We don't have to worry about the politics. We don't have to worry about the stock market.
Right.
And honestly, the weekend time, it's easier for me to say I'm not a government worker, and I'm sorry for all of the people that are being affected by this. But you know what? If your health is good and you're not going to starve this weekend,
yep.
If you are, go to churches. You go to Heights Grocery on Saturday morning. Go over there, get some groceries at Heights Church. You can get that. But what I'm getting at is we literally are going to be okay. Like, it's just that's why I love the weekend. The weekend will never stop being the weekend to me. Even when I stopped getting paid on the weekend, since Megan's owned the business, I haven't had a paycheck in 15 years. I don't even know what I make, but she does, and every once in a while I can buy something. So what I'm getting at is I just still love the weekends, and it's not just because Friday's payday. It's because, we have the show tomorrow.
Yep.
I get to talk to you. I get to spend time with my family and my friends, and we don't have to worry about all the worries of the world for just a couple days. And that's why I love the weekend. You just can, you got to learn to let go of some of the stuff. It's too big for all of us. So I think that's a big deal. And I'm very excited for the show. all the things we're going to talk about tomorrow. You and I are on a roll. I think we're on like three shows in a row without any kind of disruption. So we're kind of killing it. Something like that. I don't even know. We're going here. We've been live.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a good thing.
It is a good thing. It is a good thing. You know, this is the sort of weather where humidity is low. It is a little bit cooler. The leaves are starting to fall. This is drive weather, right? This is when you get in your car and you just say, I'm going to drive for an hour and see what I can see.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Megan and I last Saturday after the show went up to Stanton and stayed in an inn up there. It's called, I think it was the Oak Dean Inn. It was amazing in Stanton. And then drove to Goshen, I don't know, one of those two. Y'all know if you've been here for a while. And got on, we were able to get on the train and took a scenic train ride through the Shenandoah Valley and stuff. It was just beautiful. So it was so foggy in the morning, though. It helped me remember what starts to happen in the fall. When it's been this warm, everything gets foggy, including your windshield. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. You know, and you and I talked about last week how some of the plastics in your car actually bleed into your windshields. That's where that nastiness comes on the inside of your windows, where you can wipe it with glass cleaner. It doesn't work, but I found something that really works. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. First time, no streaks, absolutely perfect. All the oil from your plastic on your windshield, all the stuff that gets in your car. By the way, if you don't change your cabin air filter that you're breathing in, if you're not changing on a regular basis. So we talk about those types of things. Batteries, we're checking them. We're starting to see them already mess up from these colder mornings. Your coolant, all your fluids, your tires are a big deal, right? But the fog, the wipers, making sure your windows are clear, your defrost is working. That's the stuff that you can do at home. Like, okay. You can look at those things and get an idea. Do I need wipers? Can I actually see when it rains? Does my washer work? Does my defrost work? And just start looking at those things, because you don't want to be heading out one morning like I was last Sunday morning, and there was just fog all the way up. I couldn't see anything because the ground was so warm and the air was so cold. It's just the opposite of what you're used to. So, yeah, the basics, too. Like, get yourself ready. Don't hang around this weekend. Wash your car. Give it a good coat of wax or ceramic if you know how. Wash the inside and the outside of your windows. Make sure your defrost works. Walk around it. Make sure there's nothing sticking out the side of your tire. They don't look low. You know, basics. We can do that without having to bring it to a shop.
I love that. That is absolutely a wonderful thing that you're talking about. Just some easy stuff, because, like you say, the weather's cooperating. Right now, it's not too hot. You're not going to, you know, be dripping with sweat. You're not going to be freezing. Now's a great time to go out there. Remind everybody, Stan, I was sharing this the other day. When you talk about the cabin air filters and the leaves, you've got to get that stuff out with where your hood is meeting your windshield, right? And then what about if you have doors and maybe one of those hatches in the back? Are those problem areas, too?
Yeah, you know, wherever you see, and those problem areas are really big as well. A lot of people don't know this, like your rear glass or the hatch, if it opens up like the back of my Denali, it can get really dirty. And a lot of times the actual weather stripping is on the other side of that dirt. And so you're getting that dirt every time you get into your car, you're breathing it in. The cabin air filter is a big deal, guys, especially in Virginia. We have like 32 seasons of different allergens.
That's right.
And all of the stuff I'm talking about that, you know, your dashboard, people don't know the plastics that are in your car, the leathers, they seep things out that are probably not too healthy for you. Mm-hmm. So cleaning the windows gets it off the windows, gets it off the dash. Keep, you know, if you can, talking about great weather, keep all the side windows and all your doors open while you're cleaning it, just so you're not in that stuff while you're getting it off. And then replace your cabin air filter. You know, I think I do own a shop, and it is true, but I do it at least six times a year in my own car, in Megan's. I've taken them out. Every time there's a season or a big drop in temperature or an increase in temperature, I'm just cleaning the interior. You're breathing this stuff in a lot, and it can be very unhealthy, the stuff that comes out of the interior of this car, not just the exterior. So
right.
The leaves underneath your cowl, where you can open the hood where your windshield wipers are, absolutely clear them all out. There should be nothing there. You can take a little blower, like a leaf blower, and carefully blow all those leaves out. You can take them out with your hand carefully and put them into trash cans. Just get that stuff out. Absolutely. There's so many allergens. We find mold in these. We find mice on top of cabin air filters that look for a new home, that smell horrible because they can't get out and they die. We find all kinds of critters and all kinds of nasty. Some of those things, when you take them out, smells like, I don't know, if you have a 10-year-old or 15-year-old or somebody playing high school sports or middle school sports, and, you know, that sports bag that's in the back of your car that has their cleats in it that they forgot three pairs of socks in, that's what those cabin air filters can smell like. And we're breathing it in going down the road.
Holy moly.
Wondering what that awful smell is.
Okay. Well, you have described it. And don't forget, half of those gym bags, they got a lunch they packed in there last year, too, which is not helping the situation, right?
Yeah, and you could take it out, and the car still smell like it for weeks to come. And usually the cabin air filter is one of the biggest culprits, right? So, absolutely. Yeah, and tomorrow I'm going to release what I used on these. I tried five or six of my top suppliers to get the inside of my window clean with one. I mean, every time I clean, I'm like, oh, it looks great. And as soon as you went outside and somebody's lights hit you, right, you couldn't. Mm-hmm. I was like, who washed this? Like, no offense to third graders, but, a preschooler? So I found something that absolutely works. First time, my dad used to say, oh, newspaper helps. You know, it doesn't. As long as you have something dry to wipe with, good microfiber rag, it will work the first time. Very easy, and it will make you. It'll help you see. So I'm going to release that tomorrow as well.
Excellent. Wow, this is exciting stuff, man. I am thrilled about it. I think everybody ought to be listening tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., the best weekend radio show anywhere. It is called In the Garage with Stan Andruski. It's right here, News Radio WRBA. And that whole idea about finally cleaning those windows properly, I'm a little scared to hear what the substance is. Just so we all know. Now, Stan, this wasn't something you were brewing up in the workshop in your house with anything out of that old gym bag you were just talking about, is it?
Yes, originally it was, and it was a little bit of vinegar. And what happened with it was my car smelled even worse because vinegar has a smell to it, even when it dries. So I didn't realize I was supposed to dilute it. But we're not doing that. You can literally go to any of the parts stores and buy the product I'm going to tell you about.
Okay.
Works great.
All right.
It's not expensive either. It's one of the cheaper products. Yep.
Wow. Love it. All right. Well, we are all now eagerly awaiting that full report tomorrow morning. Stan, have a fantastic evening. Say hello to everybody over there at Andruski Central. I'm big fans of that whole crew, they're good people.
Well, we love your family, too, in Central Virginia. We'll see you all tomorrow. We love y'all. Hopefully, you'll tune in tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Thanks, Jeff. Thank you. That is Stan Andruski. Remember, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Every one of us has been looking for that product that can actually finally, after all of the discussion and the experimentation, clean those windows properly. Stan says he's got it. It's available at every auto parts store, and it's inexpensive. I like the sound of it. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 450, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. It, my friends, is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. Congratulations, self high fives all the way around. Anybody following all of the big celebrations in the European cities? The big celebrations celebrating the ceasefire? All the massive celebrations in the European cities celebrating the end to that genocide. No? Yeah, neither am I. I don't know where they are. I mean, I thought that's what they were all about. Remember? That's what they told us. Oh, we're not anti-Semites. It's not that we hate the Jews. We don't even hate Israel. We just, we want to stop the genocide. We want to stop the killing. We want Israel to stop bombing and shooting and all that stuff. That's all we're advocating for. Even that moron with the goofy haircut, what's her name? Greta Thunderpants. I mean, she wasn't anti anything, right? She doesn't hate the Jews. She doesn't hate Israel. Now just ask her. And no, she wasn't just coming back for a sandwich. She was there to help, right? She was there to end the, quote, genocide. I know that I may have hurt some people's feelings when I suggested to them that they may not actually know what the word genocide means. And I would apologize, but I never apologize for telling the truth. If I make a mistake, I'll be happy to apologize. Lord knows that happens on a pretty regular basis. But telling you the truth? Nah, I'm not going to apologize for telling you the truth. So, since the, quote, genocide has ended, what are you going to do now? Do you take a victory lap? Or can you not even celebrate this ceasefire because somebody you despise with every fiber of your being, President Donald John Trump, is the one who got it done? Is that what it is? even the idiots that are out there, idiots who have been angry and upset, trying to convince themselves they're not really anti-Semites. They just don't like Trump or Netanyahu. Why? Well, I don't know. But they don't. And they're willing to jettison friends. Oh, I can't be your friend anymore because you support the killing of babies in Gaza. I do? When did I do that? When did that happen? How am I doing that? Well, you support Netanyahu. Well, that is true. And you support Israel. Well, absolutely. And you support the Jews. Damn Skippy, I do. Yeah. I'm not quite connecting your pieces there. Maybe you need to do a little more research or something to get it all together, because I just don't quite understand what your problem is. I don't know where the celebrations are. How come all the geniuses at VCU, remember all the protests down there at VCU to end the genocide? End the war? Well, the war is over. Your self-proclaimed genocide is ending, isn't it? Wouldn't you be celebrating? Or do you have to go dig out your Ukrainian flags to figure out what you're against or for this week? I'm looking at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, do you think Governor Youngkin will run for Senate? No, I do not. Governor Youngkin is running for president as far as I'm concerned. Seriously, that's what I think he's doing, and I think he'd do a hell of a job. It is 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.